Welcome to Apple This.
Hello, this is Katie Epperson. This is actually my first podcast. And today I'm going to be showing you a feature of OS X that you may think you can't use if you have read many of the articles on Apple's website. I'm going to show you today how to enable File Vault, which is the built-in disk encryption on OS X. I'm also going to show you how to log into your computer using File Vault and how to disable File Vault. So first we will start by enabling File Vault. I'm going to go to System Preferences. The voice you will hear is Alex.
Doc, Terminal 26 of 31.
I'm already focused on Terminal because I was using that earlier.
Text edit, adventure at sea, separator, text edit, terminal, VMware view, uTorrent, BitTorrent sync, IM4Fate, WavePad, SMC fan, RSG client, Skype, voiceover, system preferences, 15 of 31.
Now you want to go to system preferences, and I'm just going to hit control option space.
Finder, Alex, system preferences, window, preference panes, scroll area.
Now you want to interact with the preference panes scroll area by pressing control option, shift, down arrow.
Interact with preference panes, scroll area, 30 items, general, button.
Now you want to
desktop and script doc, but mission control, language and security and spot, security and
navigate
privacy,
to security
button.
And privacy, and you want to press that button with control option
security,
space.
Privacy, window, toolbar.
Now here you're going to find a few tabs. You're going to find
general, selected
general,
tab, file vault tab,
file vault,
firewall, tab,
firewall,
three of privacy,
and
tab,
privacy.
4 of 4, file vault tab, 2 of 4.
We want to choose the file vault tab.
Press file vault, privacy, file vault image. File vault secures the data on your disk by encrypting its contents automatically. Turn on file vault, dimmed button.
And the only reason that button is dimmed is because system preferences, the pane is locked.
Text, warning, you will need your login password or recovery key to access your data. A recovery key is automatically generated as part of this setup. If you forget both your password and recovery key, the data will be lost. File vault is turned off for the disk, Macintosh. Click the lock to make changes. Button, press application.
Now,
window,
you want
password.
To unlock this pane by clicking on the button voiceover labels as click the lock to make changes with control option space once again. Then you want to enter your password when your computer asks for it.
System preferences, security and privacy, window, help button. Advanced, click the lock to click the file vault, text, turn on file vault button.
Now you want to press turn on file vault.
Interact with dialog. 4. Window. Security and privacy. Allow my iCloud account to unlock my disk. Radio button. 1 of 2. Your iCloud account. Slyfish 1 edit. If you do not want to allow your iCloud account image. Your, allow my help. Create a recovery key and do not use my iCloud account. Radio button. To press. Create a recovery key and do not use my iCloud account. Selected. Radio button. 2 of 2.
I would recommend selecting that option, especially if you're sharing an Apple ID with someone. But both options are there in case you do want to use your iCloud account.
Help button. Cancel. Progress indicate back. Continue button.
Now you want to press continue.
Press continue button.
Now let's see what else we have here.
Back but progress indicator. Cancel. Help button. 90 and make a copy of this. The recovery key is a code which can be used to unlock the disk if you forget your password. Make a copy of this code and store it in a safe place. If you forget your password and lose the recovery key, all the data on your disk will be lost. 90 and Y help button. Cancel progress it back. Continue button.
I'd rather not have anyone hearing any more of my recovery key. Just because I'm very careful with security, so that's why I scrolled past that rather quickly.
Continue. Press restart button. Back button. Progress. Cancel. Help. After. Click image. Click restart to restart the Mac and begin the encryption process. After restarting, you can use your Mac while the encryption process takes place. Return to security and privacy preferences to check on the progress. Help button. Cancel. Progress. Back. But restart button.
Now we're going to press restart and look at the alert box that we get.
Text. Help button. When you log in to unlock an encrypted disk, VoiceOver is not available. Press restart button. Important VoiceOver information. When you log in to unlock an encrypted disk, VoiceOver is not available. Instead, beeps indicate the login field in which the cursor is located. After your computer restarts, follow these instructions to log in. Press Command F5. A single beep indicates the login window is ready for input and the cursor is positioned in the name field. Type your username and press Return. If you hear a single beep, the username is invalid. Type the name again. If you hear a double beep, the username is valid and the cursor is positioned in the password field. Type your password and press Return. If you hear a double beep, the password is invalid. Type the password again. If you hear three beeps, the password is valid and login proceeds.
Okay.
Alert from system preference. Help button. Cancel. Okay button.
That was just my notification settings telling me I had an alert. I'm going to press OK and my computer is going to reboot.
Click restart to restart the Mac and begin the encryption process. After restarting, you can use your Mac while the encryption process takes... Restart. Dimmed button. Busy.
Now the computer is restarting, assuming system preferences doesn't decide to freeze.
System preferences busy.
Which, apparently it has.
Busy.
I'll pause the recording and come back when the computer reboots. Okay, the computer is finally rebooting. We hear the startup chime, and we wait. Now, judging by the screen brightness, the login window should be displayed. I'm going to press Command F5 now.
VoiceOver on. Username.
Now I'm going to type in my username. And please note that you will have no audible feedback when typing in your username.
Password.
Now I'm going to type in my password. And you will get the secure character sound when you type in your password, and I'm going to press enter. I don't know if you were actually able to hear it, but the computer played three beeps indicating that the password was tapped in correctly and it's now logging in. I'll pause this recording until my computer completely logs me in.
Desktop list.
Okay, I'm successfully logged in.
Dropbox has no windows.
And for some odd reason, it pulled up Dropbox.
Finder, Safari, System Preferences. Dropbox has no windows. Dropbox has no windows. Finder, System Preferences. Dropbox has no window. Finder, Desktop, Excel, Sharky's got LNK. System Preferences. Fire, Selected, Firewall, Privacy, Tab, Fire, File Vault, Tab, 2 of Press, File Vault. Selected, tab, 8.9% progress indicator.
Now, my disk is encrypting. This can be a very long process, so I'm going to pause the recording until it's complete. Good news, the encryption has finished. Now on to the final part of the recording. We are going to actually disable FileVault. Sorry, I had to adjust the microphone a bit.
Encryption finished. The recovery key has been set.
Disabling FileVault is very, very similar to enabling FileVault, and I'm not even going to show you the entire process because it's so similar. Since we're already in System Preferences, we're halfway through. Now, we just have to unlock the preference pane again, like we did earlier.
Encryption. Click the lock to make changes. Button. Press application. Window. Password. System Preferences. Secure. Click the recovery. File vault. text. Turn off text. Warning. Turn off file vault button.
Now we see a turn off file vault option. Press.
Interact with dialog. 4. Window. Security and privacy. Cancel button. Are you sure you want to turn off file vault? Your Mac must be restarted to turn off file vault. You can use your Mac while the disk is being decrypted and check on the progress in security and privacy. Can't restart and turn off encryption button.
Now we're going to restart and turn off encryption. The computer is rebooting and the login window will come up soon. I'm going to stop the recording as soon as the login window comes up.
Login window application. Login window. Users. Scroll area has keyboard focus.
Now we have the regular login window, and I'd like to thank you all for listening to this. I'm not going to give out any contact details yet. I'm in a later podcast. Once again, thank you for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.